Now we come to Surah Al-Sajda. This surah, having 30 ayat and 3 sections, was really loved by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, that it was his usual practice that on the morning of Friday, in the Fajr prayer, in the first rakat, he nearly always recited this surah. In the second Surah Al-Dahr, in the first Surah Al-Sajda. And this he did also on the morning of the Eid festival, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. So this shows he had a special relationship, special love, special affection for this surah. And this surah actually, in its style, is very similar to Surah Yasin, which will be coming inshallah tomorrow. We shall be reading Surah Yasin also. Both these surahs are very close in style. The flow and rhythm is very fast. And you know, it is as if it shapes within me and you something. It has a special effect. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the last of the 4 surahs which starts with Alif Lam Mim here. Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Luqman, and now this Surah Al-Sajda. Alif Lam Mim. Tanzeel al-Kitab la rayba fih min Rabbil Alameen. The sending down of this book, and there is no doubt in it, is from the Lord of the worlds. Now this time, Tanzeel al-Kitab la rayba fih min Rabbil Alameen. Am yakoonu naftara? Do they say it? Muhammad has forged it, composed it himself. Bal huwa al-haqq min Rabbika. Nay, it is the truth from your Lord. لِتُنْزِرَ قَوْمًا so that you warn, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a nation, مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَزِيرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ to whom before you no warner had come, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ so that maybe they take to the right path, they take the guidance. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ Allah is He who created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them in 6 days, 6 periods of time, 6 cycles of time, which we can't know till now. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Then he mounted on the throne. There is one concept about Allah, especially among the philosophers and the followers of Aristotle. Allah is the creator. But now, this universe is going on by itself. Allah has to do nothing with it. Just, you know, as a footballer, he kicks the ball. Now ball is moving. He kicked it. Okay. But now the ball is moving itself. The player has nothing to do with it. So they have this concept. But Quran says, and says it over and over again, He created, then He mounted the throne. Then He controlled it. So مَتَّبَعْ لَلَرْشِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونَهِ مِنْ وَلِيِّ مَلَا شَفْعِينَ فَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ You have no intercessor and no protector besides him. So you are not, are you not admonished? يُدَبَّرُ الْأَمْرُ He is ordaining the affair of this universe. He is controlling, he is running the universe. يُدَبَّرُ الْأَمْرُ تَدْبِيرُ يُدَبْدَرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ His commands come from the heavens and they are being executed on the earth. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ Then you know the reports of what has happened. They also return to him. And this cycle, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ Equal to 1,000 years according to your count. This we have already read in Surah Al-Hajj also. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا إِنَّ رَبِّكَ قَالْ كَسَرَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ One day with your Lord is equal to 1,000 years according to your counting. One day of Allah is equal to 1,000 years of our count. ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ He is the one who knows everything unseen or seen. Al-Azizu Rahim. And He is All powerful, mighty, and merciful. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ who made extremely beautiful everything he has created. Look to his creations. Everything is beautiful. Look to these flowers. Look to these plants. Whatever he has created. أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. Each one surpassing each other in beauty, grandeur. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. He made it everything beautiful which he has created. وَبَدَى خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ تِينٍ. And then he started the creation of man from mud. Now this is the beginning of man. As the, you know, zoologists also say, biologists, that the beginning of life on this planet was at the shores of the seas, where water was coming up and going back, coming up and going back. This interaction between the clay and water, this produced the organic compounds, chemical compounds. And from the organic chemical compounds, then life, you know, emerged. And water is the source of life. So he began, he commenced the creation of man by mud, from mud. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَعِ مَهِينٍ. Then he made his progeny, continuity of his race, through the extract of a despised and hate-worthy liquid. This family. The semen, nobody even wants to mention it. But that is the beginning. And that is the continuation of the species. This, you know, this is with which procreation is going on. ثُمَّ صَفَّاهُ. Then he fashioned him. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. And now this is the stage. And then he blew and breathed unto him, into him, from his own spirit. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And then he made for you the ears to listen, the eyes to see. And afida, I have told you before also, I take it to be the faculty of reasoning here in brain. It's a big computer over here. You are feeling, you know, data is being fed into this computer through eyes, through ears, through touch, through smelling. All these are sense organs. And through these sense organs, you are this brain is being fed. It just processes all this data. And then infers. And then this way, you know, the human knowledge, the acquired human knowledge has increased. قَلِينَ مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But there is very little that you thank. We have done this much for you. وَقَالُوا إِذَا ظَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَيْنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ إِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And they say, when we will be lost in the dust, we will die, we will be buried, our body will, you know, disintegrate, we will become dust again, and we will be lost in the dust. Are we going to be created again? بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Actually, they are refusing to meet their Lord. They don't say this is impossible. How can everybody say it is impossible? If this universe could be created, why can't a man be created again? Someone has created this universe. He didn't come, you know, as a ball from blue. Someone has created. So what if he has created this universe, can't he create you again? It's so simple, logic. But actually, why do they refuse? They have no faith to meet their Lord. They know what they are. They want to escape. This is the escapism. وَلْهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. They don't want to meet their sins. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ وَلَا نَفْسَهِ بَصِيرًا. Everybody knows where he stands. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي مُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Tell them, O Muhammad, the angel of death who has been given your charge. He will take your soul. ثُمَّ بِإِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then you will be returned to your Lord. وَلَوْ تَرَعِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رَؤُوسَهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And only if you, O Prophet ﷺ, could see the scene when these guilty people, they'll be standing before their Lord on the Day of Judgment, hanging their necks, heads down. رَبَّنَا, and they'll be saying at that time, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا. Oh Lord, now we have seen. And now we have listened. So please send us back to that world from which we have come. Namal Salihan. We shall do good deeds now. Inna Muqinoon. We have the total belief and faith now. So please give us a chance and return us. Walau shayna la atayna kulla nafsir kuda. Allah would reply. Had we so wished, we would have given guidance to each one soul of this universe. If we had to give it by force, we could give it to Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, could they resist? No. But actually, walakin haqqal qawlu minni. This thing has come from me. I am testing you, and whosoever deserves to go to paradise, he will go to paradise. And whosoever will deserve to go to hell, well, he has to go to hell. And I had made this decision beforehand that I shall certainly fill hell with the jinns and mankind altogether. The hell has also been to be fed. So you are the fodder of this hell. فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Now taste this chastisement. Because of that, you just ignored and you just forgot the meeting of this day. Just forgot that you have to come to us. إِنَّا نَسِيْنَاكُمْ. Now today we are ignoring you. Go away. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And now taste the everlasting chastisement for what you used to do. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Verily only those people really believe in our revelations who, when they are admonished and reminded with our ayat, with our revelations, they fall down on their faces and in prostration. And they glorify their Lord with His praise, and they are not at all arrogant. This is ayah of Santa Peace. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirah. Fatajaba junubuhum anil mawadi'i. Such of our bondmen, they keep away from their beds during the night. Yaduna rabbahum. Calling upon their Lord. Khawfam wa tam'an. With fear as well as hope. That I tell you, Bain al-khawf wa raja. Always remain in between fear also and hope also. So, yad'una rabbahum khawfum wa tam'an. Hoping also and fearing also. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. And whatever we have given them, provided them with, from that they spend. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. So, nobody knows what has been hidden. مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. As a recompense for what they used to do. Nobody knows. This ayah is very important. Why? Quran tells such and such blessings will be in Jannah. There will be rivers flowing even of honey and marriage and so on and so forth. There will be wine, but that wine will not have bad effects in it, but it will be there. Sharaban tahura, very pure wine. So all these things. But Allah here says, nobody knows what delight of the eyes is kept hidden further. So there are two stages of the reward of Ahlul Jannah. One is Nuzul. The other is Ziyafa. Nuzul in Arabic means when some guest has arrived. He has alighted down from the car or formerly from the horse or from the camel. He is called Nazil. He has descended from his Savari, his Markab, on which he was travelling. And you immediately present something. If it is summer, some cold drink. If it is winter, some hot drink. This is Nuzul. But then now he is staying with you. Now you prepare the feast for him. That is the second stage. Now he is where? It is called Ziyafa. Starting, in the beginning he is Nazil. And for him is Nuzul. And now when he stays with you, he is where? And now you arrange Ziyafa for him. Now you have to prepare the feast for him. So these all things which are mentioned in Quran, in Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and so forth. These are all nuzul. The first blessings of Allah which will be given to these people, to the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are these things. But you know, then when they will dwell in the paradise, then what Allah will give them, nobody knows. And there is a hadith also. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَمَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and there has been no idea of that coming to anybody's heart. Those will be the real blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his true bondsmen. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. It will be the reward for them. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. To think yourself, whosoever is a believer, is he like the one who is a transgressor? Are they equal? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. No, they can't be equal. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who came to believe and they did good deeds, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. For them there will be the gardens of abode. Nuzulam bima kanu yamalu. Now this word is here. Nuzulam. This will be the immediate hospitality which will be presented to them. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا. As for those who transgressed, فَمَعْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Their abode is the fire. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍّ. Whenever they will try to come out of the fire due to the grief, وَعِيدُوا فِيهَا. They will be thrown back into it. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. And it will be said to them, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Now taste the chastisement of the fire which you had been belying. They are not going there to be any Jahannam. These are all stories of the ancient. تِلْكَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. There is no reality in these things. Now see, is it real or not? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. This is a very important ayah. Chastisements divided into two categories. Smaller chastisements or the nearer ones. And the final chastisement or the bigger one. Whenever some messenger was sent to some people, smaller chastisements came to the people. So that if they are sleeping, they should wake up. You know, they should think over it. What this messenger is saying. Awakening them from their slumber. But then, after the messenger has done his work and is conveyed to him, done fully, the message of Allah, and they have finally decided to reject him, then the large and the bigger chastisement of annihilation, and now extermination of the nation came to them. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And we shall certainly make them taste the nearer or the smaller chastisement before that greater chastisement, that perchance they may return. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. And who is more evil doer than the person who has been admonished by the revelation of his Lord? And even then he turns away. If somebody is calling him on his own, giving his own sermons, okay, it is something. But when someone is being admonished with the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he turns away, it means he is the biggest culprit. وَمَنْ أَسْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكْرَ بِحَيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ عَرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. From such culprits, we shall definitely take revenge. Now Allah is not only Ghafoor, He is Muntakim also. He takes revenge also. So both these conditions should remain before us. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. And we had given before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, Torah, to Moses, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. You should have no doubt whatsoever about receiving this book from Allah. Because before you, Torah was given to Musa. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And we had made it, declared that Torah to be the guidance for the children of Israel. As we have declared this book, Quran, to be the guidance for the whole of mankind. But for Torah, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And then we appointed from among them leaders who used to guide the mankind with our command. Now from the Ummah also, you know, all the ulama, all the pious people, all the saints, Muslims, they have been calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, in Bani Israel also, they were good people also. As we all know, that, you know, evil dominated in them. But it doesn't mean that they didn't have any good persons among them. They were good persons also. They had good days also. A number of prophets had been coming to them. جَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. But those people who could lead their people to the right path, they must fulfill two conditions. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, number one. They should be patient. They should not be ambitious in this world. If they are ambitious in this world, then how can they have time to call people towards something good, to teach them something good? They have to cut down their own aspirations of this world. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And they should have full conviction in our ayat. They must also be fully convinced of the book and the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they will be able to call people and guide them to the right path. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Verily your Lord will decide between them regarding all those things of the day of judgment, regarding all those things in which they had been differing. أَوَلَمْ يَعْدِ لَهُمْ. Is it not sufficient for them as guidance? كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. How many a generation we destroyed before them? يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. They also used to walk in their dwellings, in their cities, in their townships. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ فَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And if this are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so are they not listening? They are not paying any heed to it. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُفِ. Secondly, don't they see that we drive water to the barren land? فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ. And then we bring forth from that barren land crops out of which their cattle and their themselves eat. This is again a sign. Will they not then see all these signs of our authority, of our power, our creative potential? Everything is before them, their eyes. And they should keep their eyes and ears open, that they'll find is everything testifying to the existence and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُونَ مَقَاهَا وَالْفَطْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِفِينَ. Now when they had nothing more to say, the mushrikeen and the kuffar, the final, you know, the question that they used to put was, when will be this decision? If you are correct, if you are truthful, tell us. When this chastisement would come? When this decision will be between you and us from your Lord? قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمَانُهُمْ. Tell them, on the day of that decision, if people now at that time say we come to believe, it will not be beneficial for them. We have already read it. Even Fir'aun of the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was drowning, he said, Amantu, I believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun. I believe in the same God in which Bani Israel believes. But now this is rejected. When you see the signs of the actual chastisement coming, now it's no use accepting. No use saying you believe. The time is gone. قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْذَرُونَ. And they will not be given any respite. No time. At that time, it will be said, now the time is over. Just in the examination, when it is declared, time is over, stop writing. Finished. Whatever you have written, you have written. Now wait for the result. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. Don't pay any heed to what they are saying. Don't be grieved on what they are plotting, what intrigues they are doing. وَانْتَظِرْ. And wait. for the final judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahum mantazirun. Verily they are also waiting for the final decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. Wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikri al-hakim.